up, roll things. Little fool for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.
Episode 11, here we are, and Carrie at Nashville Beauty Girl. She is for sure going to be on this episode talking about face shaving. So super pumped about that. And then I have my son Stevenson on as well, talking about something super simple, but also something really important that I think we all need to pay attention to. And then, oh, hey, buddy, I was just talking about you. You want to come say hi to everybody and tell them that they need to listen to your segment?
Yeah.
Okay. Say listen to my segment.
Listen to my segment.
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 Segment. Good, good job. You got it. You know, you've had your own segment before. A lot of times Stevenson or my daughter Stasher, they'll just be in the intro, but you've had your own segment before with your protein pancake recipe.
Yes.
Yeah. People liked that one. And then you're going to be on today's episode with your own segment. And you wrote a song for this segment, which I think people will appreciate because it'll help them remember to do what we're going to talk about. And then personally, me, I've just been feeling a little bit stressed lately about some stuff. I don't even really know why, but I've got weird things that can make you less stressed. So if you're feeling stressed like me, I know when I'm getting stressed because I do things like pull out my hair or I start to pick at my face. It's like I want to torture myself when I'm feeling stressed or something. Oh, which speaking of picking at your face, just a reminder that TLC is taking on the Super Bowl this weekend with a 6-hour marathon of Dr. Pimple Popper. It's going to air on Sunday, February 3rd, the same day as the Super Bowl, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And that's on TLC. We're going over to a friend's house for the Super Bowl, so I'll be watching the game, but I may have to sneak into another room and watch this like Dr. Pimple Popper marathon. Stevenson, do you have anything you want to say to people before we get started?
Yes.
Oh, what do you want to say?
Hi.
Hi. That's it. Okay. How about you say, enjoy the episode.
Enjoy the episode.
I love you.
I love it.
High five. Okay, let's get started.
First thing.
If you're feeling stressed, then I've got some weird things that can make you less stressed. Now, this isn't your typical, like, find a corner in your room that's quiet and be alone and breathe. I mean, sometimes we just got to get some stuff done, and this stuff will actually help you knock some stuff maybe off your to-do list, but you'll walk away from it less stressed. So here you go. 5 weird things that can make you less stressed. Number 1, washing dishes. So a study found that people who practice being mindful while washing the dishes, you know, like smelling the soap and feeling the water temperature, being in the moment, they felt more inspired and less nervous after they were done. Number 2, decluttering your home. Research suggests that having a cluttered house can cause increased levels of the stress hormone cortisol throughout the day. Whenever I'm feeling nutso, my husband knows that if we just do a 10-minute PU, which is, I got that from my sister. She's got 4 kids and she does like 10-minute PUs all the time. If you just do a 10-minute pickup session, that's what the PU stands for, I instantly feel better. So yeah, really work on that. It will help your stress level. I can speak to that. Now, number 3, this one's a little odd, but y'all, I have read this multiple times from different sources, and it is sniffing your partner's laundry. A study last year in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that just smelling your significant other's clothes can make you feel calmer. Now, when I read this a while ago, it said that it had to be their dirty clothes, like not their clean laundry, but maybe they've worked out and then they have like some of their sweat stuff on there. I don't know. Anyway, this isn't the first time I've heard of this, so I'm passing it along to you guys. And if you're feeling stressed, then go to your dirty clothes and sniff your partner's laundry, see if it helps. Number 4, exercising in a group. According to a study, exercising with a group reduced stress about 25% better than working out alone. And I really feel like maybe you get energy off the people that you're working out with. I know that that happens to me at times. And then I end up having a better workout. And then that releases all kinds of awesome things. Cause you know, working out releases endorphins and endorphins make you happy, and happy people don't kill people. I don't know the exact quote, but that's from Legally Blonde. Pretty sure. That's close enough. Number five, dwelling on your failures. In a study last year, researchers found that writing about previous failures helped people to be less stressed when they encountered another difficult situation later on. And I feel like that's true. We learn from stuff that we haven't done the best at. Like when we've failed, we hopefully grow from it. And I think when you take time to reflect on that and how you've grown, it'll help you handle better situations in the future. Kind of makes me think of Bobby's book. So I'll go ahead and shout out Fail Until You Don't right here, written by Bobby Bones. So check out that book if you have not. So there you go. Five weird things that can make you less stressed. Hope at least one of those will help you guys out if you're feeling a little stressed out these days.
Second thing.
For this next thing, I've brought in Stevenson, my son, to help me talk about it. Now we're talking about something it's a fairly simple topic. I feel like it's something easy. It's something we all do, but we all struggle with at the same time. And Stevenson, you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
And do you want to sing your song that's going to introduce the topic?
No.
Okay, ready? Go.
Drink water, drink water. You have to drink water.
Okay. So thank you for that intro song, buddy. That was really good. What do we talk about at home all the time? That you need to drink water.
Mm-hmm. You need to make my pee color.
Yes. And to make your pee clear. So something that we struggle with in our house with Stevenson and Stashira is hydration. Sometimes when their mood is a certain way, I'm like, you know what? I feel like maybe they just need water because it really can affect your mood. Just sort of like a plant. Like when you water a plant, it comes back to life. Well, I feel like we are the same way. And this doesn't just have to do with kids. It has to do with adults as well. But it's something I notice in them in particular. So we have really upped our water game, right, Stevenson? We're trying to drink a lot more water.
Yeah.
Because we don't want your pee to be yellow, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, that yellow is bad.
It's little bit bad.
Okay, you want it to be clear.
Yeah.
I think that what is another thing we talk about too, because you're like, why is water so important? Well, our bodies need it.
Yeah.
Like a high percentage of our body is made up of water and we've got to hydrate. And I've told you before too, you can go weeks without food, but you can only go 3 to 5 days without water. That's how important water is. Here, do you want a sip of water?
Yeah, I have water.
Oh, well, go grab it. Go grab your bottle.
Okay.
So I think that we can get busy with our day and we can drink coffee and think we're doing good. And then the next thing you know, we've had like 5 cups of coffee and not that much water, which coffee's fine, but it can dehydrate you. And you just got to make sure you're getting enough. And I used to think I just needed like 8 cups of water, but I've really been upping my water game and I probably drink 10 to 11 cups. And I was doing a little bit of research before I came on here and it says now women should drink 90 ounces a day, generally speaking. I mean, your height and your weight, they play a role, but generally women, 90 ounces, which is 11 cups of water. And then men should drink 125 ounces, which is 16 cups. I mean, it seems like not too long ago, we were just saying you needed 8 cups of water. And so now it's 11 for me and then 16 for my husband, which is a lot. And I know my kids are barely even getting that. But now that we're monitoring your pee color, Stevenson,
yes!
We're making sure that it's clear, right?
Yeah, can I have this one?
You can play it one more time.
Drink water, drink water. Mm-hmm. You have to drink water to make your pee clear.
Okay. Yes, so I know it sounds crazy to be checking the color of your pee, but if it's clear, that means you're staying hydrated. So I thought I'd run through some of the benefits of drinking water just as a reminder. And again, this is so simple, but sometimes we need that reminder of, oh yeah, like if you really sat down and thought about how much water you've been drinking the past few days, would you fall into the category of hydration and you've had enough? Or would you, you know, be really falling into the category of like, you need to go grab water and you need to be carrying around a water bottle with you all day long because you're clearly dehydrated. Okay, so here are the benefits of drinking enough water. First of all, it increases brain power and provides energy. It flushes out toxins. It promotes healthy weight management and weight loss. Improves your complexion. Hello, we all want that. Maintains regularity, if you know what I'm talking about. Boosts immune system. Prevents headaches. Prevents cramps and sprains. Helps regulate your body temperature. Prevents backaches. Improves your heart health. Prevents bad breath. Takes the edge off hangovers. And it just flat out puts you in a better mood. mood, which is funny because that's something that I've noticed with my kids too, is when they're kind of in a bad mood, if I just water them like a plant and I make sure.
You can put water in my eyes.
Stevenson, I don't ever put water in your eyes. I put it in your mouth. I say, buddy, go make sure you're having your water.
Yeah, can I put water on my face when I go to sleep?
Well, it doesn't work that way. I wish someone would just water my face and that worked. Because sometimes you just really don't feel like drinking water, especially in the winter time. It's hard. In the summer, it's definitely a lot easier. But anyway, I know this was like super simple, but sometimes I need the reminder and maybe you guys did too. And then Stevenson, do you want to close us out with your song so people can remember your little jingle to drink water?
Yeah. Drink water, drink water. You have to drink water. To make you pee.
Okay, everybody, drink water. Yeah. Okay, say bye, Stevenson.
Bye.
So I love all of our four things items that we have, but pretty obsessed with our latest one. It's an All for Love pullover, and it's so cute. It says love just four times in a row. Really simple, love, 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 but it's in pink ombre. So it starts with light pink, fades into like this hot pinkish purplish, and then into red. It's so adorable, but it's super limited edition. In fact, I mean, you should go and see if your size is still available. TheShopFord.com under Espoir, because Espoir means hope in Haitian Creole. And you can feel super good when you wear this, knowing that it went towards spreading hope in Haiti. So check out the four things All for Love pullover at TheShopFord.com. So I think I started shaving my face about 5 years ago. So Kelly, who I have on here from Velvet's Edge, she does fashion stuff. She got me shaving my face. And I remember the first time I did it, I was so nervous. I was freaked out. I was ashamed. I didn't want anybody to know. I remember Bobby and I were in New York for work. And I think I said to him, I have something to confess. And he looked at me like, oh, what is happening? And I just said, I shaved my face. And I said, and I want to talk about it on the show. So I'm super embarrassed. I don't know how to handle it, but I want to go. I think people need to know about it.
And so what did he say?
So he was like,
I do too. Big deal.
Yeah. No, I don't really know what he thought, but we did it. I came on air. I think we even teased it like, you're not going to believe what Amy's doing. He probably built it up for a few days. And then I came on and I confessed, I shaved my face. And it just, honestly, I can't believe I went so many years without shaving my face, but nobody had ever told me about it. Mm-hmm. I knew I had all this little peach fuzz, mm-hmm. but you hear these rumors that, like, if you shave, then it's going to grow back thick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously I learned that's nonsense. So all this being said, we're starting that face shaving segment that I've been talking about, and I've got Carrie with me. She's at Nashville Beauty Girl. She's been on before, and she's going to talk to us about maybe what you've heard about face shaving and then why it's like really, really good for us.
It does sound strange. I mean, it's definitely like, oh, shave my face, like you were saying earlier. And it doesn't have to be like shaving cream and a Bic razor in a mirror type of situation. I mean,
although I have used a Bic razor before, my husband said, I don't care if you shave your face. I just don't want to hear you talk about shaving your face, and I don't ever want to walk in on you shaving your face.
It's funny you say that, because with my husband, because it's kind of like my, twice a week, my little beauty routine I do at night, you know, and so I kind of hear his footsteps and I'm like, oh God, I want to get in my mirror and do this, but he's going to come in and what if I nick myself? And then if he sees that, and it's just, I don't know, it's, I don't, I'm the same way.
Not attractive.
And I mean, we're like skin medical people. I don't understand. But yeah, so,
well, first of all, you have another name for it. So
I try to think of other like prettier names, like scalpel facial or, you know, facial razoring, you know, but I'm like, oh yeah, scalpel facial. It's basically pretty much, you know, in reality what it is. So, in the office, I use a medical grade mechanical tool. It has a handle on it and a scalpel. It's blunt ended, and so I can get a little closer in office by doing it. I believe in doing a wet dermaplane. And so a wet dermaplane just means that there's a cleanser or there's something on your skin so that it actually, I teach my patients to do this that are doing it at home, so it prevents you know, as many chances of getting little nicks and things like that. Dermaplane is something that is an exfoliation. It's pretty much just getting the peach fuzz off your skin. So your products at home penetrate better, or in the office if we're doing it with a treatment. In Kelly's situation with doing makeup, it makes your makeup go to a whole next level, you know, because you don't have that peach fuzz kind of in the way. And so it makes for a good canvas for makeup. It's something that doesn't take a lot of time, but it just makes a big difference.
And it's not going to grow back thicker.
No. So what I tell patients, and what I personally think myself too, is, you know, when you get used to your skin being really smooth and it starts to kind of grow back a little bit and you're like, I'm not used to that. It's like, oh, what's that? What is that? And so it kind of makes like, oh, is it coming back thicker? And it's not. No.
And I've been doing it 5 years and it has not come back thicker.
Yeah.
And again, it's so scary to do it the first time. So maybe you could get some of your girlfriends together and y'all could have we're not calling it face shaving. You could have, what are we calling it, Carrie?
Scalpel facial.
Y'all can have a scalpel facial party. Yes. And shave your faces, basically. And, you know, you mentioned the Bic thing. So sometimes if I've been...
Hey, I've done that too.
Yes.
And, you know, if I see it in the shower and I'm like, I feel something, I didn't get that area, I will grab it.
Yeah,
I mean,
just grab a razor and go for it. But there are these handy little facial hair razor things that... Where have I seen... My daughter goes to Hair World because...
Oh, I love them there.
Hair World.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. In Nashville, we have all these places called Hair World, and it's where I go to get stuff for my daughter's hair.
Yes.
And they have the facial hair razors there. But Amazon also has them. And one
think
brand,
of strange names. It's called Tinkle.
Tinkle, yes.
They also have flamingos. I love flamingos and the Tinkles. And then I brought you some today. These are the ones I get at Walgreens. Revlon makes some, and they're actually called a facial defuzzer.
Let me see. Oh, I like that name.
I know.
What are you doing? I'm defuzzing my face. That sounds better than shaving. And maybe...
These are like $4. And so honestly, they're not going to be sharp for, you know, as what I might have in the office to get like a really close dermaplane. But I mean, after one, you know, and if you're extra fuzzy, you might have to go through two and then toss them, you know, and then, but like, I like to use them. I feel like when I use these at home, I definitely will do it twice a week.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to ask. So twice a week, and then you do it at night.
Well, I mean, yeah, at night. Now, if I'm, like right now, I'm peeling because I just did a chemical peel 2 nights ago. So I'll use it this morning to kind of get some of that dead skin cells off and then put, you know, a little bit of my hydration on and then put my makeup on. So it just kind of helps kind of get through a retin-A peel if you're peeling from like doing at-home retin-A. Or, you know, if you're doing like a chemical peel and you're starting to peel a little bit. So, but if I'm not doing anything... My favorite way to do it is, at night when I have my own minute, you know, like, you know, the bath might be running and I shut the door and maybe a glass of wine there before I start dermaplaning, obviously. But I'll have like a facial steamer, which you can get those on Amazon too.
Okay, yeah. Tell me about the facial steamer because I don't have one, but you said they're $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, there's a great one. And I'll send it to you. You can also get, they can go up to $100, but I mean, you can put your face over a stove if you want to.
I've done that before, that's for sure.
And so just to get a lot of hydration on your skin so that your skin's not as dry when you're dermaplaning dermaplaning yourself, makes for less just cuts and it makes for just an easier glide. And so when I usually put my facial steamer on and then I'll do my cleanser and then I'll be, you know, shaving my face. And then when I'm done, I might put on like a sheet mask or a mask, or I'm definitely putting on like my vitamins or like a vitamin serum or even my retin-A at night, because those products are going to penetrate down deeper. You don't have this layer of just outer layer of dead skin and then some peach fuzz there. So,
well, I will sometimes do it around my crow's feet area. Yeah. I have no idea if this is true or not, but in my brain, I feel like it's helping lessen the wrinkles that are there. So is there any truth
to
that, do you think?
It's totally fine. I think that if you have as we get, you know, closer to 40, you know, you've got a little bit of crow's feet, that's normal. So if you have dead skin that accumulates in those,
it's just going to look less dry and crackly.
Yeah, and your products, your eye cream will work better too.
Okay. And I just pulled up on Amazon right now and there's like 3 or 4 different facial steamers. They all look like the same. They're all different brands, but they're all in the $20 to $35 range. I'm sure all of them work equally fine. So if you just type in to Amazon, which is what I just did, face steamer for facial, something awesome will come up. But then on Instagram, I'll try to link whatever Carrie sends me. I'm Radio Amy, and then she's at Nashville Beauty Girl. And no joke, Carrie,
I'm like, literally
brought a mirror with her, and she's shaving her face while we're talking. So
no, if you hold your skin taut, yeah, like tell you are people, like around your eyes
real quick, if they have the facial razor.
And this is the razor that's the Walgreens brand.
The Tinkle.
So yeah,
it's basically like a Tinkle.
Yeah.
So tell people, do you go upward motion or down?
Yeah. So I'm starting the cheek area. I'm going to kind of hold my skin taut, and I'm just going to do like at a 45 degree angle, and I'm going to go up with it. And I'm also going to go over to the side with it too. You can go at different angles here. There, and you can just see that layer of dead skin and peach fuzz. I mean, that's like you popping a pimple.
It's pretty satisfying. When you see the skin on the little razor thing, you're kind of like, okay, this is awesome. And I like to get around my lip area because that's
around
where,
the mouth when you open, like, and then get in the corners. That's the trick.
So before I did this, I thought, was I just walking around with this little peach fuzz mustache? And in the sun, it's totally obvious.
Yeah. And the thing with peach fuzz like us is that it won't be, you can't use laser hair removal for that.
Yeah,
laser has to target like fair skin and dark hair. The laser just loves you. And, you know, and we might get a little couple of those hormonal ones, which you can hit laser.
I have a hormonal, what is it, hair that comes out of my chin. And I need to go get it zapped at Ideal Image because it's so embarrassing. Sometimes I don't notice how quickly it grows. It does. Yes. And then it'll be so long and I get mortified. Like, oh my gosh, did anybody see it? But I always have to take a tweezer to it and rip it out.
I know. I'm the same. But yeah, being fair hair girls and then also just having that peach fuzz. I mean, this is like the best way to do it. And you're getting a 2-in-1 satisfaction, you know, with exfoliation and then getting the peach fuzz off. So
yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on to talk about facial sculpting. I already forgot.
Scalpel facials.
Oh, scalpel facials. I'm just calling it face shaving. Scalpel whatever. Facials. I'm going to shave my face. And, you know, if you're nervous to do it, don't be. Just
I'm going to do a tutorial and post it on my Instagram page.
Okay. So head on over to Nashville Beauty Girl. She'll have a tutorial up and you're not alone. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. I can't believe I was so embarrassed about it for so long. And now I really don't care. Obviously, I'm doing a whole podcast on it. I shave my face. I have to pluck hairs out of my chin. Like, whatever. It just happens. I guess the older you get, the less you care.
Yeah.
And you just want to share with other people what's worked. And I think
when you do good, you work good. Or how's it go? Oh, gosh. When you do good, you look good. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you work. I said it backwards and last time. I love it.
We have a saying that we're not very good at
saying.
If you're
a furry, Bobby wouldn't want you here.
When you look good, you feel good.
Yes.
When you feel good, for me, I work better. And when I work good, I continue
get paid.
To get paid. Yeah. We're really good motivational speakers here, me and Carrie. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. And we're going to have Carrie back on. She's our go-to beauty girl. So anyway. Get your tinkles out and start shaving. So this last Sunday at church, in the message, eating around the table with family and friends came up and just how important that is. And I mean, there was way more involved in the message, but that was a huge takeaway for me and my husband because I feel like we have noticed that our kids really enjoy being around the table. We just aren't very good at always making it happen. And I feel like before we became parents in the last, you know, year leading up, I mean, we were trying to be parents for years and years. But when we would talk about having a family, we were like, oh, yeah, we're going to eat around the table every single night. But life is just a little crazy. Kid stuff, work stuff. It's definitely more difficult to get around the table. Now, my husband, he grew up eating around the table with his family pretty much every night. My mother-in-law would cook a meal and they would gather around and that's just how it was. My circumstance was a lot different. I grew up with my mom. I mean, when I was in junior high, I had my sister. She was in high school, but she was really busy and on drill team and very active. And I don't remember us, all three of us, gathering around the table together. And my mom worked. And then by the time I was in high school, it was just me and my mom and she was working. And I just remember, like, you know, we would pick food up, or if she cooked something, we weren't necessarily eating it together, or we'd eat in the living room. And I just don't remember meal times as a family. Even when my dad was at home, like he moved out when I was 8 or 9 years old. So yeah, I still don't remember family time around the table. And my dad loved food. Food was his love language. He would cook. I will say my sister and her family, they are really good at mealtime around the table. And they've got 4 kids and she's done a great job with them. And I don't know if some of that is credited to them always making a point as much as they can to have meals together around the table. I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. But all I know is over this last year of, you know, being a mom and dad to Stevenson and Stashira, I have noticed when we gather around the table, they thrive off of that. Something in their personality really comes out and they share more about their day and we laugh and it's just really good. But again, you kind of forget the weeks go on and then you're kind of, we have a bar area in our kitchen where they can sit on bar stools and I can be cooking and cleaning and talking to them and I can knock out other stuff if maybe I'm not really hungry, but they can eat. And it's just not the same feel, but they're getting food and we are together, but it's not like when we're gathered around the dining room table together. So my husband and I, after we left church, we're like, okay, we have got to start doing this. This is what we wanted to do when we got kids and we just not been good about making it happen. So of course, Sunday night, I made dinner and we all sat around the table and we had the best time. It almost confirmed everything. And of course, I was really observant of every little detail because I was like, is this really worth it? Is this some fantasy I have where I think they're better around the table and we bond more? But no, it really was. Like I was in tune with what was happening and they are different people. And I feel like afterwards they were different and we felt closer and there was so much laughter and my daughter was like, can we play a game? Like when we got done, she wanted to play a game together as a family. So it led to more. And I will confess that that was on Sunday and we haven't been able to gather around the table since then. But our new goal is to at least try to make that happen 2 to 3 times a week. And it's hard because my husband's schedule and then sometimes my work schedule is a little bit different. And honestly, some mornings I have to wake up so early that I like to eat dinner at 4 o'clock and my kids aren't ready to eat dinner, but we've just got to make it happen. Like, I don't know how we're going to get those 2 to 3 days in every night just because of scheduling, but we're going to try to commit to it. And that would be my challenge to y'all too. And I'm right there with you is that even if it's just one night a week or one night every 2 weeks. I mean, because I know things can be nuts, but let's just try to gather around the table with our families and have that time together. First of all, I think eating meals around the table, like other things that are good for you besides the fellowship with your family, is it slows us down. And even digestively speaking, I don't know if digestively is a word, but when it comes to your digestion, like when you're slowing down and you eat slower, it's better for you. And then secondly, being present is really important. And that's what I was focusing on Sunday. I was like, okay, wow, I'm really in this. Nobody has their phones out. The TV's not on. We're all here. We're sharing stories. Like we're in the moment. It just felt really good. And then thirdly, that leads to connection, connecting with others. And in our case, I was connecting with my husband and my kids, and it was really good for us. So those are 3 little things that I think, you know, I observed when that was happening is I ate a lot slower, which I know is good for me. I was present in the moment, and then we had a connection. We were connecting with each other. And maybe you're listening to this and you're like, well, I don't have a husband and kids or a wife and kids. Well, maybe there's some friends or friends with families that you could hop in on some family meals and get that fellowship that you're probably craving too. You just don't know it. That would be really good for you to have. And then if you are a family and you have single friends in your life, then maybe you do the part where you invite people over and have them gather around your table with you. That's something that our pastor was challenging us to in the message on Sunday was, you know, inviting people in, and especially people that are maybe they're your friends, or maybe you don't know them that well. You need to get to know them. Or maybe they're totally different than you. It's good to have that diversity at the table. So I don't know. This is just something that was on my mind. So I thought I would share it with y'all too and see how you felt about meals around the table. Or if there's any tips you have for me for organizing this or making it happen, I will gladly take them because I know that a lot of you out there are wiser than me and maybe have more life experience than me. And I'm open to that. But yeah, eating around the table. Let's try to do it more. Whether you got a family, whether you're single, whether you got friends, whether you got whatever, just gather around the table together. Okay, that's a wrap on today's episode. I really appreciate Carrie at Nashville Beauty Girl on Instagram for stopping in to talk about face shaving. I love when, you know, I get to have guests on and they're taking time out of their day to come chat with us. So I really appreciate it. And little Stevenson, he was on. Hope y'all liked everything else that we talked about. And then I've got my email shout out here. This one's from Aaron. And I chose this one because it's got a tip in here for anybody else that's listening and trying to write things down in case I'm sharing something that you know, want to remember. So it says, "Hey, Amy, I'm absolutely in love with your Four Things podcast. Thursdays are my new favorite day of the week. I was listening this morning to the most recent episode and wanted to jot down the recipe for your deodorant. I'm sure you can do this with other podcast listening apps, but on Apple Podcasts, you can slow down or speed up your listening pace. I've used the time and a half speed when I've been away without Wi-Fi and I'm behind on my daily dose of the Bobby Bone Show. But today, in an attempt to get your recipe written down without having to press pause, I used the halftime feature. I was laughing hysterically in the parking lot of the elementary school. I'm a nanny, so shout out to all the nannies out there. If you need a good laugh, this is a must. You sounded like you had a little something extra in your glowing green smoothie. Thanks for all that you do and all that you are. Already eager for next Thursday, Aaron in Virginia." So I chose this again because it's a tip. So you can speed up podcasts or slow them down, which I think is pretty amazing. Like if you're in a hurry and you're trying to get through something, I listen to things, or if I'm listening to an audiobook, I listen to it on the faster pace. And sometimes they sound like blah, blah, blah. I can't listen to it too crazy to where I don't know what they're saying, but speeding it up definitely helps. But I never thought about slowing it way down if I was trying to write down a recipe. So I don't really know what she was implying when she said, "Sounds like I had a little something extra in my glowing green smoothie," but maybe that I was uncomfortable and needed to go to the bathroom. I don't know. So Aaron, thank you for that tip. And it's a good one. I will share recipes from time to time on here. And I'm sure, yeah, a lot of you are driving or multitasking or doing other things when you're listening to this podcast. So you may not necessarily be able to stop and write it down. Which sometimes stuff that I talk about, I've got recipes up on my Instagram. Maybe I'll make a highlight page. I'm at Radio Amy on Instagram. And then speaking of Radio Amy, we do have radioamy.com purchase the website, trying to get that worked out so that way I can use that as a place to send y'all. And then you won't have to write anything down. You won't have to listen to me talking really, really slow so you can jot it down. But Aaron, thanks for the tip, because I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know they could listen to podcasts on a faster speed to help you get through it faster. Sometimes I don't want a podcast to end, so I want it to be the full length, like because it's entertaining me while I'm doing something else. But audiobooks for sure, or if I have stuff I'm really trying to get through, but I want to absorb the information, I'll just listen to it faster. Okay, so hope everyone is having an awesome day. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, if you haven't already, please do it. If you want to write a review, that would be amazing too. We really appreciate that. A big shout out to Elizabeth and Mike D for getting this up on iTunes and iHeartRadio. And then shout out Walker Hayes for the song. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things. Little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, things. Laugh a little more, things. Tighten up your core, things. Said EK, you're kicking it with Four Things. With Amy Brown.